Our friend, brother, Reverend Lucius Walker.
Yeah, but I'm not. I'm Reverend Lucius Walker.
I'm Reverend Lucius Walker.
Adjust the crowd. Sisters and brothers.
Hermanos y hermanas.
Our method for introducing our honored guest tonight.
Para introducir a nuestro invitado de honor.
Is perhaps unique.
Bueno, la presentación es un tanto única.
I dare not take this pleasure to myself alone.
No quiero tomar este placer solamente para mí.
Several of my co-workers will join me in expressing our words of appreciation and introduction of our honored guest.
Varios de mis colegas y yo tomaremos la palabra para presentar a nuestro invitado de honor.
And you also will participate.
Y ustedes también participarán.
In a very specific way.
De manera muy específica.
We will ask you certain questions.
Les preguntaremos a ustedes algunas preguntas.
And you must answer each question.
Y ustedes deben de contestar cada pregunta.
With one word.
Con una sola palabra.
Just one word.
Solamente una palabra.
Just one word.
Solo una palabra.
Let's try it.
Our world leader has forcefully advocated for the world's poor in the face of globalization and neoliberalism.
¿Qué líder ha abogado forzosamente?
What world leader has led a wonderful revolution against neocolonialism and in and immediately declared education and health care to be universal, free of charge, and a basic right of all the people? Today!
Let's wait for the translation, please. What world leader responded to the devastation of Hurricanes Mitch and George by converting a major naval academy into a medical college for 5,000 poor students from Central America, Latin America, and the Caribbean? Guess what my question is about? What world leader made it his priority to call on all his nation's human resources to work with diplomacy and dignity for the rescue and return of one child whose name was... The world leader's name that we recognize is...
When Africa called, what country answered? Not only with... Not only with soldiers for the liberation struggles, but with doctors, teachers, builders, nurses, vaccine solidarity, respect, and love.
What world leader first declared the international debt of the poorest nations to be unpayable?
What world leader responded to the nuclear disaster at Chernobyl by providing free medical care for 16,000 young victims of radiation poisoning? What world
What world leader, perhaps most boldly and passionately, articulates the truth that rich nations scheme and plot to keep other nations poor? Well, sisters and brothers, it is an enormous honor to present that person, His Excellency, the President of Cuba, Fidel Castro Luz.
Needless to say, a standing ovation here at the Riverside Church, flags waving like crazy, and people jumping around like crazy, Deepa Fernandez.
Mario, it's an incredible sight. As Fidel bends down to hug, he's a tall man. Those people, he actually has to bend down to hug, and it's hugs all around for everybody up there on the stage. There's the people down here who are surrounding us, have their hands in the air. The Black Power salute is there. People are waving flags. People are chanting, people are dancing. You can hear the drums in the background. It's a pretty incredible atmosphere.
And just to identify the folks who were introducing Fidel Castro, of course, the Reverend Lucius Walker, the executive director of the Interreligious Foundation for Community Organizing, Pastors for Peace. We also heard from Dr. Joan Brown Campbell, the former General Secretary of the United Church of Christ, and the representative, of course, of the International Action Center, Teresa Gutierrez, and Jane Franklin, who's heard here very often on WBAI. Some of the voices introducing President Fidel Castro, who's just about ready. He's at the lectern right now, pointing at something, getting the microphone ready, and he's about ready to address this crowd and all of you listeners to WBAI this evening. Here is President Fidel Castro of Cuba, taking a sip of water.
You're listening to WBAI. We're broadcasting live from the Riverside Church as President Fidel Castro is about to deliver his message to the Asa people.
Can you hear?
Queridos y queridas hermanos del Comité de Recepción.
Dear brothers and sisters from the organizing committee.
Queridas y queridos hermanos aquí presentes.
Dear brothers and sisters present here.
Queridas y queridos hermanos que están congregados.
Dear brothers and sisters.
En una sala.
I have been told I stay in an outside room.
Queridas y queridos hermanos.
Dear brothers and sisters.
Que desde la calle pueden estarnos escuchando.
Be listening to us from the streets as we
have been told. Muchos de ellos no pudieron pasar.
Many of them could not
a este salón de
fit into this hall.
Ustedes han sido sumamente generosos.
You have been extremely generous
y amables
and extremely kind to us.
Cuando aquí se mencionan algunas cosas por las cuales
when a few things have been mentioned here,
ustedes respondían
to which you reacted
a los que hicieron determinadas preguntas
to those who raised a number of questions
que se relacionaban con nuestro esfuerzo por nuestras lenguas y por todo nuestro pueblo
our children and for all of our people
y los esfuerzos que hemos hecho también
the efforts we have made
por otros niños y otros pueblos
for other children and other people
en diversas partes del mundo
particularly in the third world
cosas en las que nosotros nunca recordamos
things that we hardly ever remember
ni tenemos por qué recordar
ni mencionar to remember
probablemente pasó una idea
since we feel it's nothing special an idea crossed my mind
al recordar aquello
when you remind me of those things
contigo realmente.
I said to myself.
Todo eso tiene un nombre.
All that has a name.
Yes.
And the name of all that.
Violación de los derechos humanos.
Is the violation of human rights.
Con lo cual se pretende justificar.
That is used to
un bloqueo y una guerra económica.
An economic warfare and a blockade.
Ya,
which has been lasting
más de 40.
Over 40 years now.
También cuando ustedes
also,
cantaban Happy Birthday,
as you were singing Happy Birthday to me,
recordando muchas cosas,
you reminded me of a lot of things.
Se me ocurrió pensar,
it crossed my mind,
que tal vez habría sido más exacto,
it would have been more accurate,
decir,
to say
Happy good luck.
Happy birthday, good luck.
He llegado a cumplir estos años milagrosamente.
It is only by a miracle that I have arrived at this age.
Y no porque hayamos estado un número de años luchando.
And not only because we have spent a number of years fighting
contra la tiranía en
nuestro país,
por haber participado en algunas acciones de guerra,
part in some war actions,
sino por todo aquello que vino después de la revolución.
Everything that followed after the victory of the revolution.
A buen entendedor, pocas palabras.
I think I do not need many words to explain what you already understand.
Y ustedes no son solo buenos.
You're not only
entendedores.
You're not only people who understand well.
Sino también,
but you're also
muy nobles.
Very noble people.
E inteligentes.
And intelligent people.
Entendedores.
And you understand my meaning.
Debo decir,
I should say here tonight,
que cuando venía hacia acá,
that on my way here,
recordando mis cuatro visitas a las Naciones
Unidas, I was remembering my four visits to the United Nations.
En la primera ocasión,
the first time,
me expulsaron del hotel.
I was expelled.
En las inmediaciones de las Naciones Unidas.
I was staying close to the United Nations.
Yo tenía que escoger entre dos,
so I had to choose
opciones,
between two options.
O montar una casa de campaña,
either to set up a tent,
en el patio de las Naciones Unidas,
at the United Nations patio,
y como guerrillero salido de las montañas,
as the guerrillas we were who had just come down from the mountains.
No me parecía una cosa muy difícil.
It did not seem so difficult to me to do that.
O marcharse a Harlem.
I had another choice. It was to go to Harlem.
Uno de cuyos hoteles Uno de cuyos hoteles
in one of whose hotels
me había invitado.
I had been invited to stay.
Y yo decidí de inmediato.
I decided,
me voy a Harlem.
But I better go to Harlem.
Porque ahí están.
Because it is there in Harlem.
Mis mejores amigos.
But I will find my best friends.
Gracias. Así me decían.
That's what I was told.
En muchas bellas residencias.
In many beautiful residences.
Donde vivían personas muy ricas.
Where very wealthy people used to live.
Tenían un letrerito que decía eso mismo.
They had a legend that said exactly what you have said.
Después, los pobres,
later on, when we began doing things for the poor,
quitaron los legends. Cuando volví una segunda vez,
when I came for the second time,
una tercera,
and then a third time,
no recuerdo exactamente ahora,
I do not remember exactly now,
lo que hice en el 79,
what I did in 1979,
solo sé que hablé allí,
I just remember,
en nombre de todos los países pobres,
that I addressed the United Nations on behalf of all the poor countries of this world.
La tercera vez,
the third time,
volví a Harlem.
I went to Harlem again.
Y no solo a Harlem,
and not only to Harlem,
sino también al Bronx.
And also to the Bronx.
Como recordaba así. Esta vez,
this time,
recibí el honor,
this time around,
de invitarme a esta zona,
this invitation to come to this area,
que creo que se llama,
which I think
Riverside.
Riverside.
Lo que entiendo es así.
As far as I have understood, is that the way? Riverside.
Lo que entiendo es que estoy al lado del río.
In Spanish, that would mean close to the river.
Pero además, en medio de un río.
But also amidst a river.
Es en medio del río de la más sana y noble amistad.
Which is the river of the healthiest and most noble friendship.
Ustedes comprenden.
I'm sure you understand.
No es para mí fácil,
which is that it's not easy to me
visitar Nueva York.
To visit New York.
Sobre las pruebas.
It's not easy for me, and I think there are plenty of evidences.
Y esta vez,
this time,
sin duda que no era un viaje fácil.
Undoubtedly, it was not an easy trip.
Y había muchos compatriotas preocupados.
Many of our compatriots in Cuba were concerned.
Estamos viviendo en un periodo especial.
Since we are living special times.
No me refiero al periodo especial de Cuba.
And I do not mean the special times in Cuba.
Obligado por el doble bloqueo.
Which has been forced on us by the double blockade.
Sino el periodo,
I mean the special time,
especial de unas elecciones presidenciales.
Of presidential elections in the United States.
Y además en medio de muchas amenazas.
And all this amid lots of threats.
De todo tipo.
All kinds of threats.
Incluso un puede desde matarme.
Which range from killing me.
Hasta enviarme a una prisión.
Up to sending me to prison. What do you mean jail?
Bueno. Pero se trataba de una reunión muy importante.
However, it was an extremely important meeting.
La llamaron la cumbre del milenio.
Which was called Millennium Summit.
Realmente.
And actually.
Estamos iniciando un incierto milenio.
We are at the beginning of an uncertain millennium.
Estamos iniciando, por lo menos para nosotros.
At least for us.
Y consideramos que el 31 de diciembre concluye el siglo XX.
Last December was, this December will be the conclusion of this millennium.
Estamos iniciando el siglo XXI.
We shall be entering the 21st century.
En condiciones para el mundo.
And that will happen
sumamente dura.
In extremely hard conditions for the world.
Sumamente inquietantes.
And in extremely disquieting conditions for the world.
No podía dejar de venir bajo ningún concepto.
Of course, I had to come no matter what.
Y créanme.
And believe me.
Que me sentía muy feliz.
I was very happy.
Cuando tomé el avión,
when I took the plane,
después de complicadas gestiones,
after rather complicated procedures,
a fin de obtener
to obtain
la visa.
The visa.
Como ustedes saben, aquí con nosotros vino el compañero,
you know,
Alarcón.
He has here with us Conrad Alarcón.
Debía asistir
who should have been
a una conferencia
a conference
de todos los presidentes
in New York
de las asambleas
all the speakers of parliament
cámaras
and national assemblies or
parlamentarias
the parliamentary meeting
de todos los países
with parliamentarians from all over the world.
La había solicitado hacía casi un mes.
He had applied for his visa almost a month ago.
Se la concedieron como a mí.
He received it
ya que estaba en la delegación
like me only as part of our delegation.
Unas 24 o 48 horas antes.
Only 24 hours
del viaje.
Before the trip.
Muy bien tratado.
I should add that we have been very well treated though since we arrived.
Personal de seguridad,
that the security personnel, the American security detail,
lo hizo con amabilidad,
has acted kindly
y con gran eficiencia,
and professionally with great efficiency.
Por lo tanto,
therefore,
debo
I avail myself of this occasion to express my appreciation to them.
Nosotros nos daban 5 minutos para hablar.
You know, we were given only 5 minutes to address the Millennium Summit.
Ustedes comprenden.
As you understand,
es bastante poco tiempo.
It is a short time.
Para enciclopédicos problemas. O mejor decir,
to deal with
para una lista enciclopédica de problemas.
Of problems.
Pero hice el esfuerzo.
However, I did my best.
Y logré hablar.
And I was able to address the conference
7 minutos.
In 7 minutes.
Y 3 segundos.
7 minutes and 13 seconds.
Siendo, a pesar de todo, uno de los que menos tiempo son.
I was one of those who used the least of time.
Con ese entrenamiento,
with that training,
vengo aquí esta
noche. I have come here tonight.
Pero yo sé que ustedes me conceden.
Of course, I know.
Más de 7 minutos.
That you're giving me more than 7 minutes.
3 segundos. Y puse un pañuelo sobre unos bombillos que indicaban el tiempo.
You know, those were the lights that indicated to the heads of state that they had used all their time.
Lo hice por dos razones.
I did it for two reasons.
Una,
one,
como una especie de protesta.
As a sort of protest.
De que a los jefes de Estado,
because the heads of state
y de gobierno,
or government,
los sometiesen a esa tortura,
were being subjected to that torture,
de que le encienden un amarillo,
when they light you
después un rojo,
the yellow light, then a red light,
que le advierte que ya cumplió los 5 minutos,
to tell you that your 5 minutes are up.
No pasa nada.
Nothing happens after that.
Pero
but still,
se sufre una humillación.
You suffer humiliation.
Y yo pienso. Y yo pienso
and I believe
que la tribuna de las Naciones Unidas
that the United Nations rostrum
no debe convertirse en un semáforo.
Should not become a semaphore.
Claro, que siendo tantos Hay que reducir el espacio.
Of course, I understand that having so many speakers, it was necessary to have a time limit.
No crear tantos problemas en Nueva York.
In order not to create so many troubles for New York.
Y estar reunido una semana.
And not to spend a week meeting in New York.
O 15 días.
Or 15 days.
Pero se supone que no son niños.
However, it is assumed that the heads of state or government are
si
children.
Es que les habla,
if they are told, if they are explained,
pueden comprender.
They can understand the need for a time limit.
He participado en muchas reuniones importantes con límites.
We have taken part in many important meetings with a time limit. And people try to adjust to the time.
Hay algunos que siempre.
Some people
con semáforo o sin semáforo,
with a semaphore or without it
hablan mucho más de la cuota.
Longer, much longer.
Pero siempre
I have always tried to adjust myself to the time limit set by the conference.
Pero el peor castigo,
but the worst punishment
de aquel que se extiende demasiado,
of that one who takes too much time
es la inquietud.
Is the restlessness
de todos los demás que están esperando
of the audience and the others who are waiting to take the floor. And no matter how important and how good it is what he is saying,
entonces, la gente,
the people tend to be restless and critical of that
no
speaker who takes so long. So it is not really good to extend too much.
Y aunque no estamos en Naciones Unidas,
and even when we are not here at the United Nations,
yo de verdad,
I should really
tengo el propósito de no ser demasiado.
It is my purpose not to be too long. And to try to avoid
esenciales.
And to try to deal rather with the essentials.